Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to this extra special bonus episode of Musicals with Cheese. I'm joined, as usually, by my co-host Andrew DeWolf. Hi, Andrew.
Hello. I hear we got some fun stuff to talk about today.
Yes, yes. It's been a while since we've had, like, movie musical mania, since the Dear Evan Hansen year, and probably before that, the Cats year.
Weren't those the same year?
No, those are very different. One was pre-pandemic, one was after-pandemic.
My God, everything's a blur.
Yeah, yeah. This entire show blurs life together a bit. But now, we're about to have probably one of the strangest musical events in history, I'd say.
Oh?
For the first time ever, one of the most popular musicals on Broadway is not only getting made into a movie, but being made into two movies that'll be releasing a year apart.
The Lion King and The Lion King Remake?
No, 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 you moron. It is the Wicked film adaptation directed by John M. Chu. Part one won't be releasing until November 2024, but there's been some casting, there's been some nonsense going around. I think you and I talked when they first announced that this was being broken up into two parts, and you and I both basically agree that it's probably not the best idea.
I don't really see why you would want to split them into two parts. It doesn't seem like a movie, a musical that would work in that way.
No, it's not like Into the Woods. Into the Woods actually makes sense to my brain, or Falsettos even. Something if it's structured more like that. But a lot of other people are like, hey, Act Two of Wicked's kind of a mess, which I don't disagree with. Maybe expanding upon that will make everything a little bit more emotionally potent, give a little few more songs, and all that jazz.
Okay, but are they going to have to expand Act One as well to make it work?
I mean, an hour and 45 minutes would be a perfect length for, like, this kind of movie. If they're trying to make it, like, 2 hours 15, that might be an issue.
Yeah.
But if we keep it as, like, a tight hour 45, hour 50, I'd be pretty happy. But it is kind of an anti-climax because they basically have outright stated their ending on Defying Gravity with her, like, deciding to become the Wicked Witch.
It will get one of those moments where everyone stands up in the theater and claps.
Yeah. Will there be a post-credit scene for
That's a good
story
question.
That we all know?
That's a good question. Post-credit scenes, they're not always used, but they are a lot more popular than they have been.
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of always been. Like, do you remember the Masters of the Universe movie where it had a post-credit scene with Skeletor coming back?
I don't think I ever watched that, but I'm glad you know about it.
Yeah, that's one. And then, of course, the original Super Mario Brothers had the scene where it's like, you're not going to believe what's happening, Mario. Oh, I believe.
I haven't seen this movie yet, okay? You just spoiled the whole movie.
The super, not the new Super Mario Brothers movie, the 1993
one. Oh, that had a post-credit. Okay, well, I guess people just like post-credit scenes then.
It's always been a thing. Like, even in Back to the Future Part 2, like, they had a preview for Back to the Future Part 3.
My opinion on post-credit scenes is that I hate them and I just leave the theater. I don't give a shit.
No one cares about our bladders anymore. No one has given a shit about it. It's been the most consistent complaint for us since day one.
You know what's crazy about every post-credit scene in existence? If you go on YouTube, you can look them up and watch them without having to sit through the credits.
Yeah, or being judged for, like, leaving early. Like, there is a weird judgment, because sometimes I'll be like, well, I'm gonna piss and then come back, and then I get looks. So, put the bets on it. Post-credit scene or no post-credit scene for this one?
No post-credit scene.
I'm gonna say post-credit scene. I think they do it.
The post-credit scene is the second movie.
oh no, you're right. But there have been photos and videos leaked from the set. But first, I do want to talk about the cast that has been announced since we last chatted about it. When we first talked, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande were confirmed to be playing Elphaba and Galinda, respectively.
Yes.
And I forgot what your thought. You were kind of like, I don't know who these people are. I'm sure they'll be fine.
I think I still think that. I think, yes. I know who Ariana Grande is a little bit. She's like a pop star.
Yeah, she's a pop star who got her start in Nickelodeon TV shows like Victorious and Sam and Cat. And
yes,
she got her start in the Jason Robert Brown musical 13. So she has Broadway pedigree. So it's not like she's not just, you know, a face and a name.
But also, her character is the one that sings Popular, right?
Yes, and Ariana Grande famously did a cover of Popular as a pop song.
I wonder if they'll just do the cover version.
I don't know. So John M. Chu, he did In the Heights, which is a movie that you liked. In fact, I'm pretty sure you stated that you liked it better than the original show.
I did, and I think I still agree with that.
How do you think he'll do? Because that was a very intimate kind of story, and this is a much more grandiose, expensive one.
Okay. I still think the splitting it into two movies thing is a horrific idea, and I have no idea why they're doing it.
Money, Andrew.
But that said, I think there will probably be a lot of good parts in this, and there will likely be a fantastic fan edit where they edit it down to one movie.
You know, just like the Hobbit movies?
Yes, exactly like the Hobbit movies.
I mean, fair. But I do want to talk about some of the cast. I mean, I actually had much more hope for this movie a few weeks ago, but now they announced that his follow-up to these two Wicked movies is an adaptation of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is like, I question the judgment of that.
What? That's such a good adaptation to make, though.
I feel like we need to say with the first one. Maybe that's just me.
I guess, who do they get to play Joseph at this point?
You just like... still use Donny Osmond. He's aged like maybe 3 minutes.
You literally just still use Donny Osmond. Like, who would replace him, though?
Andrew Rannells, maybe. That's like, would be like the obvious answer. Or if you want to do something a little less traditional, maybe. I don't know. I think a less traditional choice might be the answer. But I just think that's not a show that adapts well.
I think it would adapt fantastically to a 45-minute short.
If you go beyond that, like, a two-hour mega musical? No, for Amazon Studios, definitely not.
Yikes.
And that's your follow-up to Wicked, one of the biggest properties of all time. Are you shitting me?
Well, Wicked hasn't come out yet.
No,
so...
it hasn't. You are correct. But I'm starting to get a little bit of the heebie-jeebies a bit. I am sorry. I was fairly confident, and then I'm like, oof, why though?
There does seem to be bad news after bad news with this.
Yes, but let's keep going and talk about who is in this movie outside of Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. They had such a good lineup of individuals to play these two roles. So they basically held auditions on PBS. Did we ever talk about that?
I don't think we did.
I believe it was Halloween of 2019. They had a concert with just different famous actors and actresses performing songs from Wicked, including Cynthia Erivo, Ariana DeBose, who won the Oscar for playing Anita, Stephanie Hsu, who would be nominated for an Oscar for Everything Everywhere All at Once. All these big names. And honestly, Amber Riley from Glee. So many people that I will have been like, any of them, I'd be happy with. I don't know how I feel about Cynthia Erivo in this role, to be honest.
Really?
Out of all the people. Only because I knew who else was in the running. Not because of anything they did, but because of how many other choices of individuals I saw.
But well, hasn't this been announced for a while? Like, what was your opinion before?
It's always been my opinion.
Oh, okay. So you're just not sure on it.
I'm not sure about it. And also, let's remind ourselves the production company making this, Universal, you know, the same production company that brought us Cats 2019 and Dear Evan Hansen. Their track record with musicals as of late has not been good.
I think not been good is a bit of an understatement. Both of those were fucking horrendous.
Yes, but I was trying to be, you know, a little bit more.
Have they made anything else that maybe was good?
They made the new Super Mario Brothers movie, like, and apparently that's making good money.
That's not a musical.
It's not a musical.
I mean, musical wise. Oh boy.
The Blues Brothers in the 80s?
Yeah, that's good, I guess. That's 40 years ago, but you know. Sure.
Yeah.
Did they make that Star Is Born movie in the 2000s?
That was Warner Brothers.
Well, there goes that.
They made The Lorax.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, how bad can they be?
Yeah, there's not much, not gonna lie. They did produce the Back to the Future musical, the stage version, because they own it.
Are you trying to say that that's a positive thing?
I'm saying that that is a thing.
Okay.
You know, I wish I had answers, but honestly, their track record with musicals aren't great. And all the ones that have made money, be it In the Heights, which didn't make a ton of money, but or Star Is Born or The Greatest Showman have all been other companies. Wait, maybe Greatest Showman. Wait, hold on.
No,
that was 20th Century Fox.
All these other studios are making better musicals than this studio.
Yeah, they made Cyrano, I guess. That was fine.
Cyrano is all right, yeah. When was that?
That was in 2020.
Okay. That didn't get very much hype, though, so they probably learned a bad lesson from that.
Would you count Puss in Boots: The Last Wish as a musical?
No.
I'm the greatest living hero.
So, have they announced any more cast members since we last talked about it?
Yes, they did. Back to that. Jonathan Bailey has been cast as the male lead Fiero. Now, we did talk about him, kind of. He is both a West End actor as well as a film and TV actor. So, he is, but we know him best as the main guy in Bridgerton season 2.
Okay.
It's like his big claim to fame right now at the moment. So, he has the vocal pedigree. He's a heartthrob, and he's also on the uprising. He's on the ascension, not the descension.
Okay, well, that'll hype bring in some hype, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm excited about that because I don't know anything about this person, but
he looks the role, like, sincerely. He's like the one of the big choices where I'm like, okay, that works. He's also been like productions of Les Mis, The Last 5 Years Company. Like,
okay.
he's got the actual strength. And he kind of looks like Ray Bolger, the original Scarecrow. Then we have Jeff Goldblum as the Wizard of Oz. Which means he'll sing your favorite song in the entire show, Wonderful.
Okay, I'm happy about that.
And you love that song so much. As well, we have Ethan Slater, SpongeBob from the SpongeBob musicals, playing Bach. You know, like the other guy, the incel boy.
Oh, well, geez, I'm trying to remember if that would even work for that actor.
I think that's like perfect for that actor, honestly. Like,
you think so?
Yeah, he's like the wimpy kind of nebbish one. The one that wants Galinda but doesn't get her.
He's the one that turns into the lion or the
Tin Man.
Tin Man.
Because she wants to rip his heart out or something. That's the joke.
Yeah.
And then we also have Michelle Yeoh, recent Oscar winner, playing Madame Horrible, the main villain, the main antagonist.
Who was it?
Michelle Yeoh, the star of Everything Everywhere All at Once. And
Oh, that's excellent.
That's a pretty good get, right?
Yeah, that is a good get.
She's very talented. She would play that role well. And, you know, and they work well together because they've been together for Crazy Rich Asians, the director.
Can she sing?
No, but she does. It's not really a singing role.
Does the villain not have a song in this?
No, they do not.
Oh, wow. That's lame.
I also want to say John M. Chu did bring his DP from In the Heights, as well as Lin-Manuel Miranda's DP from Tick, Tick, Boom, Alice Brooks, who I think will probably be like one of the most important figures in this entire process.
I'm so mixed on this. There's like a very solid mix of good and bad omens with this one.
But I think now that they realize that they're starting filming publicly, they have to release some stuff. So a couple of weeks ago, John M. Chu posted two images of our two leads, and people did not love them. So I'm going to show them to you real quick.
Oh, no.
So here's the first one.
It's a bit far away, isn't it?
It's a bit far away. They hide their face, but most people are like, it's Oz. Why does it look so dark and depressing? Where's the color? Where's the color?
To counteract that, though, it's Oz. It should look pretty dark and depressing.
I'm saying there should be a good mix of both. And I feel like if we're just seeing the climax of the movie, this is fine. Like, which would be the fine gravity? And this seems to be what we're seeing.
I think that this actually looks fine.
Yeah, I think that looks pretty good. Now, we also got this one of Glinda.
Far away, huh?
I know. They
just... I actually kind of like this shot.
I like it because of how bright her dress is in the darkness.
Yeah,
The pops really are affected.
Yeah, like the dark, but her being so colorful, like, I think that actually really works.
Yeah, I think so too. Like this shot, I was much more impressed with than the Elfie shot.
Honestly, I'm kind of okay with that, with both of these. I don't know.
So did that raise your optimism or lower it?
I gotta say, I think it's still in the exact same spot. But both of these shots look cool, so if like all of the cinematography looks cool like this, that would be cool.
Well,
the sets as well. Like I think the set here with the stairs looks really cool. Yeah.
So, do you remember Wicked, how it opens, the opening song?
Not really, no.
Where they're just cheering about the witch being dead, Glinda comes down and is like, oh yeah, it sucks that she died, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. It's like a flash forward kind of thing.
Yes, and I think that is like one of the most cinematic openings to, like, it's the Bells of Notre Dame. It's a very visual opening scene. It is cinema more than theater. So I'm very glad they're keeping it, because someone got drone footage, like so much footage just came out from that scene that they're filming. It both shows their set design, Ariana Grande in character, as well as just some weird choreography. So I'm going to show that to you real quick.
Oh, excellent.
All right. I'm going to.
I'm really hoping they're going to reference like Wizard of Oz in this, because this is like, that'd be cool.
Can you hear?
It certainly looks like they are.
Yeah, this is probably the most.
I mean, it should be, though. This scene is literally just referencing Wizard of Oz directly.
Yeah, but then they burn an effigy of Wicked Witch. It's wild, but this is some strange choreography. Am I right? Especially to the music that we're hearing.
Yeah. I'm wondering what it will look like from where they're filming it, though.
Yeah.
Maybe it looks odd up here.
Maybe, but I think these footage like was out and about for like 2 days, and now it's like very hard to find. That being said, I really that is one of the more interesting pieces. I think Ariana Grande's voice is very good and suited. She is using that upper register. She's no longer wearing the bronzer that is borderline blackface in her day-to-day life. She's just being Italian, which is what she really is. And
yeah, that was a bit weird. She did that for a long time.
She did that until like 3 months ago. As Pete Davidson, if I went on to the news and put on some blackface and then claimed that my boyfriend was crazy, yeah, I probably would get more looks than she did. I find this film will be an interesting watch, but what are your biggest concerns, like, among what you saw? Because I feel like it might be hedging a little too close to the Judy Garland film.
Well, I think that initial scene should do that.
Okay.
And I would actually be disappointed if they weren't referencing that film a lot. But I think that they need to contrast it with the rest of the movie.
Other questions. Do you think we're going to get ruby slippers in this, or will they stay silver? Because I went in our original episode how they got away with that legally in the actual show.
Who owns the original?
MGM, which is now owned by Amazon.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So, ready for conspiracy theory hat?
Yeah.
I am willing to bet there was a trade-off that they could use elements from the MGM film to their heart's content that Amazon lent to Universal and John M. Chu, and in reprisal, John M. Chu had to direct the Joseph film for Amazon.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
So that this is where that has all been building to in my brain. This has been circulating there for a while.
I think you might actually be right, because this is a guy that is directing like genuine good art musicals. Like, Into the Heights was pretty good. Now he's doing Wicked, which is one of the biggest. And then they're like, the next one is the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Let me read you the statement John M. Chu wrote about directing Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Sure.
I had Phantom of the Opera beach towels and full-size porcelain mask. I know every word of The Lion King. My original AOL screen name was Mufasa Man, but I've seen Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat on stage more than any other show. It lives mischievously deep in my heart. Sure. This show was really important to me as a young adult, figuring out what to do in life, whether or not to believe it was my heart telling me. And now I get to work with these legends, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, on adapting it into a cinematic musical Technicolor dream. What? I've been a dreamer all my life, sketching storyboards in class, skipping parties to edit, or doing wedding gigs so I could buy more camera gear. And now I get to team up with these iconic storytellers. What does that have to do with Joseph?
Okay, so you want to be a director, right?
Yeah, sure.
Could you say shit like this with a straight face?
I don't think I could.
Like, this is bullshit. Like,
this reads as bullshit, right?
Oh, I've seen Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat more than any other show.
Why?
Like, you admit that in public, willingly.
You did. You say it's one of your favorite shows, unironically.
I say it's one of my favorite shows, unironically.
Okay. That's not the end of the statement.
I'm on like 5 layers of irony with Technicolor Dreamcoat, okay?
I know. But Angela Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, I know I wrote a bunch of words, but honestly, I have no sufficient words to express my gratitude. PSA, still a little time to wait on this one since I got a couple things to finish up first. Winky face. But for now, going to sleep knowing any dream will do, and I hope any dreamer out there receives this little piece of encouragement tonight to keep dreaming. Also, wait till you see what we got cooking in Wicked Land, and more on that soon.
It's almost like these two announcements are related.
You know! and I don't see anyone else connecting these dots. Because I know that the Wizard of Oz copyright is a tricksy thing. Look at Oz the Great and Powerful and the very specific ways they had to present things. And looking at the set design we currently see, it seems right from the MGM show. And as we said, the stage show had to do loop-de-loops a bit. Like, you can't have the wish be the certain shade of green as in the MGM film without issues. I think this is a trade-off deal.
I actually agree. I don't even think it's really that conspiratorial. It seems kind of straightforward. Like, it's not something they're going to admit, think, publicly. But
unless the film is just Cats 2019 level bad.
Yeah, but I do think that this is pretty straightforward. It's like, we want the rights, and Amazon is like, well, we want a movie, so.
We want a prestigious musical.
Yeah.
But why pick Joseph? Yeah, why is Joseph the one?
Why pick Joseph?
I would sooner do a Jesus Christ Superstar adaptation, Sunset Boulevard's on the shelf. There's a lot of things you could have done.
Bad Cinderella.
School of Rock. The Woman in White.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I think that the Joseph thing could be fun, but I do not think there's any chance it will ever be some sort of amazing masterpiece.
Like, maybe that's not what they're going for. Maybe they're just going for pure entertainment here.
I'm down with that. I mean, if we're going to get a fun Elvis Pharaoh.
Fear is that they'll try to take it too seriously, like Prince of Egypt version of Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Which will not work.
Not with that score.
Way
back many centuries ago, not long after the Bible began.
Yeah, no, it has to be goofy. It's literally required to be goofy by just the score alone.
And people, I'm trying to imagine the day that post on Amazon Prime and just everyone memeing on it. Because that's all you can do to Joseph. You could just turn it into reaction memes.
That might be what Amazon wants, though.
I don't know. Because Amazon likes to posit itself as prestigious now. Like, after Manchester by the Sea and all that kind of shit.
Well, we'll have to see.
We'll have to see, but...
How about that one other Oz news that we saw that I saw.
Yes, let's talk about that really quick. Did you watch the trailer?
I didn't. I don't know that much about it. I literally just saw the poster.
Just tell me the context and I'll explain the rest.
I saw a post about a horror Oz thing, which I think Jess and I have done. We did a Return to Oz, sort of commentary or something like that.
That was years ago.
And I think both of us agree that one is actually very good and it's really fun because it's like kind of weird and scary.
Mm-hmm. Not trying to be the MGM film.
Yeah. So with the horror version of it, I could see it going either way where it's like a Winnie the Pooh horror movie. Or they actually try and really adapt the source material, but in a scary way. I could see that working really well. Like, one of those I could see working really well. The version where it's Winnie the Pooh and scary would not work, but...
So the film is called Gale. Stay Away from Oz is the full trailer. It's a film by I believe the director is called Daniel Alexander. In which case, Daniel, come on the show. I'd love to talk about this movie with you. because Wizard of Oz does have horror elements, but I don't really love what they're going for here. And this may just be a my personal taste thing, and I might be a little too close to the topics to have like big opinions. But the plot, as per Daniel's logline, is... Long gone are the days of Emerald Cities and Yellow Brick Roads. In this dark reimagining of the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy Gale is now an elderly woman broken by years of paranormal entanglement and with a mystery realm, which is now echoed down to her only living relative, Emily, who is being called to settle unfinished business in this terrifying world of Oz. What are your thoughts on that?
I still kind of feel like it could work. So I love the idea of Oz being scary because I just really like supernatural supernatural horror, not like ghosts and stuff, but like where just shit happens that has no explanation, essentially. And literally getting transported to another world full of just weird shit could definitely be fucking scary.
I agree, but not gonna lie, this feels more like Evil Dead than it does Supernatural. If you're I'm showing Andrew bits of the trailer right now, and it feels very indie film. Sometimes I mean that as a compliment, and sometimes for some points I don't. Like, I think it's very creative. I think it's very clever, but it does look a little like, look at me, I have a budget.
Oh my goodness. They did the scary face.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the scary face, I gotta be honest.
I know, you're not a big fan of the scary face, but it feels much more like Evil Dead via Wizard of Oz more than even Sam Raimi's.
Hmm. It could probably still go either way, and it's tough to judge on a trailer alone, but...
I agree. And I don't mean to judge. It could be great. I haven't seen it, but based on the trailer alone... Which
the trailer doesn't look very good, honestly.
No, it does
sadly
not.
But the poster looks phenomenal. I love the poster they have.
It does feel like the exact kind of thing. And who am I to say?
Like the weird scarecrows in the field with the like, that looks really cool. Like, that looks sick.
It's a beautiful image. I'd like to see what it's like when they go to Oz, because I feel like we're seeing a lot of like
pre-Oz.
Yeah, the pre-Oz stuff. But yeah, maybe I'd love to see what Daniel does, because I think he seems very talented and he has a lot of credits under his belt. But I'm not gonna lie, I think I will probably watch that opening when the first chance I get when that comes out, before I'd rush out to see the Wicked movie, just because I think that has a little bit more of a creative take.
I
love watching indie films too. Like, modern indies make me so happy.
I definitely think it looks like it has potential, but the trailer doesn't look promising.
The poster looks great. The trailer feels a little bit too... I don't even know what it is. It doesn't look amateurish, because that's not the word. It just feels a little too claustrophobic, and not in a way that feels intentional.
I'm hoping the trailer is just like cut together from really early scenes in the movie, and there's like a lot more that happens, but
maybe it's just old people scare me movie. The old people scare me movie.
You know, people watched Lord of the Rings and they saw the Bilbo Baggins face where he goes that he wants his ring back, and now all horror is that.
I guess. I mean, Andrew, you've seen because you're working on my film. How does it compare to what you've seen from my picture?
Your picture doesn't look nearly as scary as the Oz horror movie.
I guess you're right. Man, you're right. I guess
you don't even have a single old person that does a scary face where their mouth opens too wide.
You're right. I gotta Photoshop that in. Man, Andrew, I need you to call me out on these things when I mess up. I wish you had told me this earlier in the run, because you're right. The one thing my film does need is an old person with super scary long face. But the Wicked movie.
You mean movies?
Yes, the Wicked movie.
I still can't... That is still my biggest problem. I don't know why they broke it. Why did they break it into two movies? I just don't really get it.
And the thing is... Stephen Schwartz, the composer, said he's only written one new song for this project, for both movies.
So we have one new song, and we're splitting it into another movie?
Yeah. In June 2022, Stephen Schwartz said, confirmed that a new song will be written for one of the two films. I would how much more story can you add if we're only adding one song? Because the song should be propelling us through the narrative.
I don't even know. I don't know what they're adding. I don't know what more narrative elements they're going to be adding that would need a song.
Yeah, but here's what they said in June 2022, shortly after it was announced. We found it very difficult to get past Defying Gravity without a break. That song is written specifically to bring the curtain down, and whatever scene to follow it without a break just seemed hugely anticlimactic. Even as a very long single movie, it required us cutting and omitting things we wanted to include, and we think that fans of the show would really appreciate. What we have discussed is that the changes needed to be additive, to use producer Mark Platt's term. They need to add something to the story or the characters. They can't just be changes to something different, to do something different. I feel confident that by the time the movie is made, if we all continue to have the same degree of input, I could have a conversation with anyone who has a question about any of the changes made for the stage show and justify why it's better for the movie.
I feel like this is such marketing BS.
It really is.
Oh, we can't get past the Act One closer, even if the movie was really long. Like, come on. Like, there hasn't been a shit ton of movie musicals that have done the Act One closer and not needed a literal break to get past. Come on.
I will say the Les Mis movie is probably one of the better versions of it. One Day More cuts right into, like, the biggest funeral, like, sequence I've ever seen when Do You Hear the People Sing? So they one-upped it and used it to propel action. As far as if I'm throwing any compliments to the other Universal-produced musical that I don't think was very good, Les Mis, yeah, that did that well.
Yeah. Well, is there any more news on in the land of Oz, or is our Oz news segment complete?
I think our Oz news segment is complete, but what do you think? Is this raising your hopes, lowering your hopes?
I think my hopes are firmly in the same spot they were before. Maybe a little bit higher with the drone footage that we saw, but not a ton. I really need to be sold on this two movie concept, and I just, no one has done that for me yet.
But think of the content it'll lead for us, Andrew. We'll have two Wicked episodes.
We get two episodes.
And we can do, like, more breakdowns and more theories, and I can claim John M. Chu was trading fucking MGM stuff by selling himself to Andrew Lloyd Webber. Pledge before the Monster Mash and pledge allegiance to the Graveyard Smash.
And you know what? I am excited for this Oz horror film as well. I think that looks cool.
You know what? Maybe we'll do a bonus episode on that when that finally comes out.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, you know it's what? Our show.
We cover all sorts of Oz shit.
Yeah, Oz, I think, in and of itself, is tangentially related to theater and musicals.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, what do you think about the Wicked movie? Leave us a comment in our web zone.
Comment on our web zone and let us know what you think of
Do
Oz,
you think of my conspiracy the theory is accurate? Oh, yeah. Oz the Great and Powerful. Best Sam Raimi film since The Quick and the Dead. You let us know. It's weird that we're also doing this the same, like, weekend that Evil Dead movie comes out.
That Evil Dead movie does not look good to me.
No, it looks great. I think I'm going to see it tonight because I love fucking Evil Dead movies are like my
You think it looks that good? I don't know.
It looks really fun.
The gore looks like digital. Like, I don't know.
What'd you think of the 2013 one?
I don't think I watched that.
Oh, it's good though.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. They look like those type of movies that wouldn't be that good.
No, there has not been a bad Evil Dead movie, in my opinion.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you next time about Wicked and maybe Evil Dead. Fuck it. It's my show. I'll talk about whatever I want.
Talk about whatever the fuck we want. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Content. Jesus Christ.
Stop
Bye.
Asking us to talk about musicals all
Stop
the time.
Stop asking us to talk about Newsies.
That's next week.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. We're doing something else fun next week for the next month. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.